Thank you. It is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Saturday afternoon. We're grateful for the Lord loving us and having mercy upon us and not giving us what we had coming. If he'd have gave me what I had coming, I'd have went to hell a long time ago. But I'm glad God, who is rich in mercy with a great love, wherewith he loved us, he sent Christ Jesus to die in our place. He's our substitute, the propitiation, the atonement for our sins. He that knew no sin, that'd be Jesus, became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And the only way to become righteous, to be made righteous, or right in the sight of God Almighty, is to have his atoning blood applied to the sins of your soul. Man is the very best state. The Bible says all the yield of vanity. There's nothing good about us from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. I'm talking about the flesh. It's to pray by nature, we're shaped in iniquity, and we're born in sin. Conceived in sin, in the mother's womb, we were conceived in sin. But I'm glad that Jesus died the death of a sinner, yet he knew no sin, but became sin. Thank God for you and I, we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And I've been made righteous or right in the sight of God because of what he done for me and in me. He transformed me, changed me, quickened me, and made me alive, and gave me the free gift of eternal life. You don't merit it. You don't deserve it. If we got what we had coming, we'd all go to hell. Man in his very best states, altogether vanity and vain, this old flesh of ours is corrupt from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. There dwelleth, Paul said, no good thing in me, that is, in my flesh. How to do good, we don't know, without the good that's from above. For all good gifts come from above, the Father lights, in whom there is no variableness. Bubba, he's sweet, precious, good, righteous, and holy, and he died for sinners. He loves sinners. He doesn't love sin, but he loves sinners. That's why that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son to whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. The only way to be saved is through his sacrificial death, his atoning blood. The Bible said, outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness of sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. Thank God I'm in his sight. I've been justified, sanctified through the blood, not by any good thing I've done, but what he done for me and in me. He transformed me, changed me, quickened me, made me alive, and gave me the free gift of eternal life. It's free. He said, freely have received, freely give. You don't merit it. You don't deserve it. You're not good enough to have it. God commended his love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Christ Jesus died in our place. He is the propitiation, the atonement, our substitute. I thank God he's a great high priest, a great mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. What a wonderful Savior that he is. Now, I always knew about him. Far back as I can remember, I tell it often because God brings it to my remembrance, I knew who he was. My mama told me about him, and I know when I heard about him, I knew there was something special and different about his name that moved on my heart. And I realized he was the Son of God, that he did die for my sin, that God raised him from the dead. I believed all of that. I was really believing that. I never had no doubt about that. But you see, that didn't transform me. That didn't save me. He had to get personal to me, alive in me. Of course, I had to do that. I had to give up myself. I had to come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And there was a time in my life when I got sick of myself and tired of sin. I was defeated by the flesh. When I was about 23 years old, I said before the greatest thing that happened to me, I got my sin forgiven, got my name put in the Lamb's Book of Life, never be brought it out. I have the free gift of eternal life, and I'll never perish. Nobody's able to separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's scripture. That's the Bible. He said, my sheep have eternal life. They're not going to get eternal. He said, they have eternal life. They won't ever perish. He said, no man's able to pluck them out of my hand. There's not a principality, not a power, not a thing, the past, the present, nor the future will ever separate us. Thank God from the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. He's the bishop, the caretaker of our soul. He has loved us and gave himself for us, and when he does that, you get saved and regenerated and born anew, born the Spirit of God, the first birth, an earthly birth. Look, that's a fleshly birth. That's an earthly birth. That's this old, born in this old corruptible body. That second birth is a spiritual birth, divine birth. That's God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. When you get saved, get your sin forgiven, I promise you, I'll guarantee you, buddy, you'll be a newness of life. Old things will pass away, and I'll guarantee all things become new to you. things I used to run after and wait for the weekend to be a partaker of them. I smoking, gambling, drinking, just carrying on, just not hurting anybody. But we got together, and the young men of my younger days, we got together, and of course we had to play poker, and my wife, thank God, she never drank nor smoked nor gushed nor gambled, but she still needed to get saved, and she did. But I needed it. Of course, I realized that I was just trying to find the pleasure of sinful seeds and those kind of things. They brought me pleasure. That's why people commit sin, for the pleasure. If there was no pleasure, they wouldn't have desire to commit sin. But I waited far to the weekend. I thought to have a little good time and just enjoy myself. And of course, I worked. I supported my family. I wasn't no deadbeat. I worked. I always supported my family, even as a sinner. But anyhow, I thought that I'd find pleasure and satisfaction in that. I found pleasure, but I never found satisfaction. I never was satisfied till I got saved. When I gave myself to Him, I called on Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, about 23 years old. He got alive in me. Thank God He was born in me. The Bible said, born of an incorrupt seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. I got born the second time. That was the Lord from heaven. Yeah, I mean, when He got alive in me, it changed me. I didn't have to quit those kind of things. They quit me. Put me new to surviving. Old things passed away. All things become new to me. Smoking, drinking, cussing, gambling. I've not been a partaker of those kind of things since I got saved. That doesn't mean I can't fall on it. If I run after my flesh and my old temptation in this flesh, I still have a great capability of acting like a fool. But I've got no desire to do that, nor do I practice that, nor do I try to live that way. For me to live, Paul said, it's a Christ, and to die would be my gain. My life's living for Jesus, beloved. I want to win every soul that I come in contact with. I want to help every individual, beloved, that I can. The Bible said, redeeming the time for the days of evil. We're living in a dangerous, perilous time. Paul said, the last day, perilous time would come. And we're living in perilous or dangerous times. Men shall be lovers, don't sell, proud boasters, blasphemers, killing disobedient parents, unthankful, unholy, truth breakers, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. God have mercy on this adulterous generation. Beloved, I'm not against folk that's in sin. I'm for them. I want to see if I can't help them to get out of the sin that they're in and get them into the presence of the Lord Jesus. And if I labor over them with a labor of love, beloved, and be faithful and pray and labor over their souls through prayer, the Bible said the effect of fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I'm not against anybody. I'm for everybody getting to heaven, beloved. I want to help everybody that I can, no matter who you are, what you've done. The Bible said the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. When He saved you and cleanses you, I'll guarantee you, you'll be born a second time. The Lord from heaven, the old man will have to die, and you'll have to give up your rotten, stinking self. I don't mean physically kill yourself. I'm talking about spiritually die to your sorry self, give up yourself, and ask God to have mercy upon you, a sinner, not tongue in cheek, but brother with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, sorrowing after a godly sort. The Bible said the sorrow of the world bring forth death, but God that sorrow works in repentance, not to be repented of. Brother, when you get repentant after a godly sort, that is, you're broken, you're contrite, you're saying yourself and you're saying you ask God to have mercy upon you, a sinner, brother. That's what it means when the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Brother, you can't call him, you're not heard. You can't hear without a preacher. He cannot preach except he be sent. Salvation is a gift of God. Salvation is free, brother. Freely you said you received, freely you got the gift. Brother, I don't charge anything to pastor, to preach, to perform weddings, or preach funerals, all these things I do because God saved me. God gave me the privilege to do these kind of things, brother. And I labor. I make my own living. I enjoy working. I've worked all my life. I intend to keep on working as long as I've got breath. I just love working. I love people. Love meeting people. Want to tell them about the Lord Jesus. And I certainly don't need anybody's money. God's blessed me. I'm not materially rich, but I'm not lacking anything. I don't need anything. God just wanted what He said He'd do. He met all my needs. And then some, beloved. I'm so grateful He does. I'm talking about bragging on Him, beloved. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. Never have been. Of course, don't ever want to be. Paul said, unknown yet well known. I want to be well known unto God. Brother, now I know Him and He knows me. I'm one of His. I'm not much of anything, but God, He's wonderful and precious to my soul, and I don't ever want to hurt anybody or hinder anybody, but brother, for being saved. God called me to preach the gospel after the shame and gave me the free gift of eternal life. Brother, I've not endured it. Praise God, I've enjoyed it. I tell the congregation folk when I come in contact, and it's not boasting. I've got nothing to boast about. Nothing to boast about, but on Him and about Him, because He's the good person. part about me. Brother, I haven't met anybody any happier than I am. Praise God, I'm not just happy about the events are happening, the receiving this and getting that. I've got so much joy in my heart about doing His will and them speaking to me and fellowshipping me and feeding me, making Himself known to me and then using me to preach the gospel. Brother, I've just got to, I've got a great joy in my soul. I've got a great happiness. I've got a great contentment, brother, in my heart. And I just want to share what the Lord done for me and in me, brother, 44 wonderful years ago. Done something inside of me that God I've not got over. How wonderful it is to be saved and born again and know Him as my personal Savior. I said I always knew about Him. Far back as I can remember, as a little boy, my mother instilled the Word of God in me. He told me and my brothers about Jesus. Of course, I've got two brothers saved and one not yet, but he will be. That's between him and God, personally between him and him. I don't try to hold-pound him and get on to him or do anything like that. I just try to practice what I preach and live in front of him. Now, I know he's seen Jesus. I mean, all his family talked about when they come to church, they come into general church. They mean, for our pastor, I don't have a church. The Lord Jesus, the head of his body. I'm just a poor little piece of skin on the bottom of the foot, but thank God I'm in there. Praise God, I'm a member of the body of Christ. Praise God, I've got eternal life, and the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against the church of living God. But I got born again. Thank God I know how, because you can't be saved and not know it. Bible said, you know, you pass from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The psalmist said, oh, how love I thy law. Brother, I love this Bible. I feared it before I got saved. Brother, I knew it was the Word of God. When it said, Holy Bible, I knew it. I was afraid to pick it up and look into it. My heart was condemned. But praise God, I love to get my fingers open up the book, the Bible, the Word of God, and study and read His precious Word. Let Him speak to me. Brother, He speaks to us through His Word, and we speak to Him through the power of prayer. God, help us to be prayerful. If you're saved this afternoon, God, help you to have a good relationship through prayer. You don't have much for Christian life. You don't have much for prayer life. I can guarantee you don't. You don't have some time for study. Brother, you don't have a Christian life like you need to have. You don't know what to say and what to do. God will speak to you. God will deal with you through His Word. It's not, man's not living by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, I love out by law. It's my, listen, it's my meditation. I want to meditate both day and night. It might be like that tree that planted by the waters. I might be able to bring forth fruit in due season, brother. There's a season of purpose for everything under heaven. You just can't jump out there and set the woods on fire, brother. You do be a wildfire. You've got to be motivated. You've got to be led, brother. You've got to have the inspiration of the Holy Spirit upon you. And brother, you've got to study the Word of God, but you might be able to rightly divide the word of truth. He's got to get a course in you when you get saved, and then he's got to get alive in you fully, and you can have the glory of God in you, but God wants you to have the glory of God on you, brother, that you might be able to manifest Him, the lost in the dying world. God have mercy on you this afternoon. If you're not saved, my prayer to God is that you will get saved. You'll come to know Him in the realm of forgiveness of your sin. I'm not talking about lip service and head knowledge. I'm talking about a good dose of salvation that happens to you, bring a transformation, put your newness of life, and all things that pass away. All and to come to that new chin, things will never be the same. But see, my time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you is our prayer in His name. Amen.